I've really only been, I played some Warframe. You know, I played a lot of games in the past 6 months. I could talk about that.
That sounds all right.
But I could tell you that I also played a lot of Pokemon.
I saw. Okay.
All right, I'm talking. I cracked 300 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, if we're gonna, let's get into it.
Okay. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Chris Locke.
What was my catchphrase?
No. It's all gonna be okay.
Hey, yeah, that's right. Man.
It's been too long.
It has been. It's been quite some time.
Alright, say your stupid catchphrase.
Alright, it's been too long. How about
that's,
that?
That's the new one. It's been too long.
If we do this next week, it's been too long.
Right. Well, if you're just now tuning in to the first time we're doing this, we haven't done a podcast since April.
Yeah.
April, and it's October, so do the math on that. And
this is all our spooky episode. We talk about all the spooky video games.
I should have thought about that, but no, we're not going to do that. Unless you've been
joining me there is Barry Villa Terror.
Okay.
I don't know. Spock. I got to drag him up as Spock.
You had someone last year. Last year you had some good names.
Yeah, but not for me, because I'm very bad at that myself.
No, you give yourself a good one.
So I work at the produce department at my new job, and I made a bunch of gravestones for my fellow employees and put them around me and all like how they died.
That's not...
And so,
why? Okay.
No, hear me out. Hold on.
But you go, you're the new guy at the job, and you're making gravestones with your fellow employees' names on it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're freako.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Like,
it's fine. They don't think I'm crazy.
Yeah, they don't think I'm crazy. Even if they think I'm crazy, they have another thing coming. They're right. The thing is, I put one by the bananas. I say, here lies Mike. He went bananas. Right?
Okay.
There's one by the apples. It's like...
He went apples. Lies,
no. Yeah, he went apples. Here lies John. An apple a day kept all the doctors away. That's good. One by the pears. Here lies Deb. She lived a perfect life.
You're terrible. Okay.
All right. You now know why they let me do this?
No. This is... No. That's good. I'm happy you scare your new employees or coworkers.
Yeah. What have you been playing, Barry?
Let's go into what you've been playing. I haven't played much of anything till a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. Like, I seriously didn't play anything from April until not too long ago. No, I mean, I got into Titanfall for 4 days and then... Yeah. That was it. Like, I downloaded the free stuff that was for, games with gold, and I checked it out, but I never, stuck with anything. I played, once or twice, and that was it.
Yeah, nothing caught you? What did they get out for games with gold? Is there anything there that you wish you could have played a little bit more of, at least?
No. No. I mean, there's, the Crimson Dragon, something else I didn't care about. And
didn't they?
Super Time Force.
Didn't they do Dark Souls? Games for gold?
I don't think so.
Oh wait, you didn't do in the Xbox.
No, yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh well.
Yeah, all those you did Dark Souls, bro. Dark Souls, the Dark Souls.
Dude, I haven't downloaded anything from my what the hell is it called? PlayStation Plus since Crysis 3. I still haven't played that.
Just all right. So go online on your computer and just add it to your cart and download it. Whatever. So that way you have it forever.
Yeah.
They just put Minecraft on the Vita.
Yeah.
And I am holding back so hard from just buying that immediately, because I know as soon as I buy it, I will not play any other game for a very long time. Hmm. It's everything Minecraft ever should have been. You know, they have it on the iPod, but or the iPhone, iPod Touch, whatever. It's not the same. You need the buttons, and when you have the buttons, it's just going to be, I'm afraid, Barry, is what it is.
You should also lean down more or stick your Vita on something. Just because I want to be closer to your face.
How's this, Barry?
Oh, I can hear you much better. That's really freaky, Drew.
Okay. As long as you don't mind looking up my nose, I can keep that there.
Okay.
Anyway, so I've been playing Pokemon.
Okay.
I've been playing a lot of Pokemon.
So which version of Pokemon? I don't know what the Pokemons are doing now.
All of them?
All of them.
Yeah. So, if people haven't played Pokemon, there was a cut in Generation 3 so that you couldn't get anything. Like, you can trade all the way up from Gen 3 up to now, but your things like your Pokemon Yellows or Reds or your Gold and Silvers, the originals, you can't trade any of that up. So I wasn't playing those, too. But I played all the way through Emerald and caught all the ones you can only get in that one, and then traded them up to Platinum, which is Gen 4, and then caught all the legendaries and all the things you can only catch in that one, and then traded everything from 3 and 4 up to Gen 5. Actually, I took a divergent path over into Heart Gold and caught all the legendaries there, but had to actually beat the game first. I hadn't beaten that one yet. So moved it all up to Black and White, which was the ones released a few years ago. Caught all the legendaries in there, and then finally moved it all up to X. By the time it was all said and done, I had like 60-70 Pokemon, it seemed like, that I was just moving up because I needed to fill my decks. Because what I've been doing is, I don't know if you're familiar.
What have you been doing?
Okay, so here's why I did all that. And it took, I'd say, probably easily 100 hours to do all that. The Pokemon Bank, I don't know if you know what that is, but we're going to go into it anyway. I don't know if you care what that is, but we're going to go into it anyway. The Pokemon Bank was released on the 3DS, and what it does is it gives you this just gigantic, enormous amount of space to store your Pokemon, like, in the cloud. So they're not attached to any games.
It's a kennel.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. But it gives you 100 boxes, and there's 30 Pokemon in a box. So, what, that's 3,000 Pokemon you can store at any time.
Do you really need to store that many Pokemon?
I do. I paid $5 to do this. It costs $5 a year to have this.
That's a ripoff.
Well, are you kidding me? Get out of here.
All
right. So, what I've been doing is I've got, When you're filling out your Pokédex in the game, if you get a Charmander and then evolve it to a Charmeleon and then to a Charizard, it'll say that, you know, you caught all three of these Pokémon, even if you've only got a Charizard at this point, right? Huh. You no longer have a Charmeleon or whatever. What I've done is I'm going through the Pokébank and starting at the very beginning with Bulbasaur, getting one of everything. So I've got one Bulbasaur, one Ivysaur, one Charizard.
You literally want to collect them all.
I'm literally collecting every single Pokemon. I've gotten up to, I'm at like 350 right now. Like, it's complete up to there. Except for one, which is a Celebi that I can't seem to get. But the only holes by the time I'm done with this thing, which is going to be another 6 months probably, the only holes are going to be the event legendaries, ones that are super hard to get. Like, you have to go to special events in Japan to get. So I don't know.
Like how in real life?
Like in real life, yes.
How do you get them? Like Street Pass or something like that, or
you can trade people. And then if I were playing Pokemon the way that I play now, if I was playing it that same way back in the day, I would already have a bunch of these.
Oh, you should have never given up.
Well, you're right. I should have only played Pokemon. I'm sitting here and realizing that just like this is my all. This is the game. This is that I always come back to. It's always my center. No matter what is going on in my life, it's like Pokemon is always there. To the point where I am seriously considering getting just a Pokeball tattoo at this point.
On your cheek, right underneath your eye. So instead of like a teardrop, it's a Pokeball.
It's a Pokeball. These are for all the ones that I've released. That's awful. But no, I was seriously thinking about something like on my back or something like that. Because I'm just not beefy enough to put one on my arms, unfortunately.
Get a hat tattooed on your head.
Oh, get a hat?
Yeah.
Tattooed on my head?
Yeah.
Why?
So you'd be like the dude you play in the game that always wears a hat.
Oh, man. That's one of the things that... here's a minor complaint that I'm going to get mad about. In Pokemon X and Y, you can't take off your hat, ever.
Hmm.
You can change your hairstyle, you can get a different hat, put sunglasses on your hat, you can change everything else, but you can't take off your hat.
I should tell you something.
Well, yeah, maybe they're just bad at hair. Maybe the Pokemon company is like, man, we've created, 800 of these really unique, fun creatures, but we just can't get hair done right.
No, that his hat has something to do with the whole lore of the Pokemon universe. No one's cracked it yet.
Not everybody in the game gets to wear a hat.
Hmm.
Not everybody in the game is a Pokemon master either.
Oh, there you go. Maybe the hats have something to do with it.
Yeah. Because when you turn around backwards, you look cool. Because this was a series from the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I started cracking up today because I'm at work and I hopped on Facebook on my phone real quick. Then I see you like trying to make like Pokemon drug deals through your Facebook status. Like, yo, anybody got that Arceus or blah, blah, blah. I got some Mew for you.
Yeah. I got a couple Mews.
You're hashtagging shit too so people can make sure that they actually saw it somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm legit about this, man. Like, don't even play around. Pokemon is serious business. I don't want to have these holes in my freaking collection, man.
Okay.
I've literally got to catch them all.
Yeah.
Mm. This is on my bucket list, I guess.
Oof.
Yeah.
Is getting out of the house on your bucket list?
Never. Don't ever leave the house. Direct sunlight is a bad thing. Unless there was a Pokemon that said that like you have to go outside to evolve it. Like the camera has to detect sunlight.
That would be interesting.
There's weird ones, man. There's ones where you have to turn the 3DS upside down.
You gotta stick in water.
Yeah. Throw it away, put it in a compactor. Hey, you win. You have broken the freaking addiction. You've actually won the game. That's how I beat Pokemon. I beat Pokemon by slitting my own wrist. It's the only way to get away.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay.
Sorry. I didn't mean to get too dark, but it is October.
Okay.
Spooky, scary time.
Spooky, scary. You got any spooky, scary games you played?
I did, actually.
What did you play?
I played PT. Did you hear about this? This PT?
It was a demo, right? Demo for Silent Hill or something like that?
Yeah, sort of.
I'm sorry, I'm so out of the loop. I haven't...
No, it's cool. I understand. So PT, I don't know if it's on Xbox One. I don't think it is. I think it's just PS4. But it is a playable trailer, as they call it. But it's just like this really interesting take on kind of horror where you wake up in a room. You walk out of the room and you're in a hallway and there's like a radio playing and it's first off, it's freaking beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous. I've not seen many games, if any games, that just look this nice. Like you can look at the wall and see like the divots on the paint that were on the wall. Like it's nice. And the lighting effects are just like it's exceptional, which brings it home even harder when it starts, you know, going nuts. But for anyone that doesn't want this spoiled a little bit, like I'll try to avoid as much spoilers because it's not that long. It's maybe a couple hours, but just be forewarned, I guess. So you walk down this hallway, and at the end of the hallway, there's a door. Like it's an L-shaped hallway, right?
Okay.
You go through the door, and you start back at the beginning of the hallway.
Oh, that sounds fun already.
Yeah, every time you go through, you just you start back at the beginning. The first time you're going through, there's like this radio going off talking about how this dad killed his entire family and very morbid ways on how he did it. So you walk through the door, and the radio's turned off. And nothing's going on. So you walk through the hallway, you walk through again a couple times. You're just kind of looking around. And then one time you walk through and you're trying to walk to the door and it shuts on you. So you can't, like, you're like, okay, what's going on? So you turn around and a door behind you opens, a door to the bathroom. It just cracks open and all these cockroaches just start like skittering out on the floor. You're like, oh.
Right there, I'm done. I hate cockroaches.
no, son, I do not like this at all. Because it's just been quiet. It's nothing's happened. Like you're thinking maybe something is something behind me. You occasionally might hear a whisper or something, but it's so subtle you don't really notice. So you go investigate the freaking closet, and something like shuts the closet door right in front of your face. You're like, whoa. So it's just a little scare, but then the door to get to the hallway opens back up, so you go through it. And it's just moments like that where it's like you keep on going through the cycle, and things get different and change and get weirder. There's a part where you're walking down the hallway. You turn in that little L shape, and there's someone standing at the end of the hallway now. And you're like, I mean, when I was playing, I'm like,
what do I do?
No, I don't want to turn the game off. I don't want to play it anymore. But if you get a little bit closer, the light that he's under, or this creature is under, shuts off. So you can't see it anymore. All you can see is through the darkness, you can see the doorway. You can go into that doorway, but you're going to have to walk through that creepy darkness where you can hear something laughing. it's pretty short, but there, like, the moments where it gets you, it freaking gets you. There was literally a moment where, like, you know, I like to play a lot of scare games. I get, you know, a little tense, but this one made me scream as if I thought I was going to die.
Oh.
Like a guttural reaction. Like, oh, my God. Like, you know, yelled through the controller, accidentally through the controller, just, like, flew out of my hands. My wife is beside me watching it and screams. She's not playing the game. She screams. Because it got us, man. If you get a chance, PT is probably, it's the best horror game on the PS4. I'll tell you that. There's nothing else, but it's also probably one of the more interesting horror games, like just to be released in general. Mm. You know, it's not even a full game. It's just this little demo, and it's very effective. It's very good at what it does. It's got one real trick, and it pushes that to the limit.
It sounds like, I don't know if you're one of the developers, it sounds like that would have been hella fun to make. It's like you make the L-shaped hallway, and that's like your playground.
Yeah.
And now you realize every time someone comes through, like, okay, what else can we do this time? What can we do this time? You just keep adding stuff to the same hallway, and like, all right, let's have them go through this. And that sounds like it would have been fun to make.
I think it's Guillermo del Toro and Hideo Kojima working on it together. Yeah. So like you can see a lot of their, you know, spirit in it.
Yeah. Every time I hear that name, Guillermo del Toro, I think of Pacific Rim, and then I think of Matt. Matt Curiel, because it always leads to him. It always leads back to Matt.
Freaking movie guru. And Pacific Rim was straight garbage.
Eh, it was fun, I guess. Well, the fight scenes were fun, but then it was like 2 hours of people talking.
It was the fight scenes were barely worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm actually not sure they were worth it.
Did you see Godzilla?
I did see Godzilla. Godzilla was damn good.
That shit was the jam. it was perfect. He came in, whoops some ass, and bounces.
Yeah, that was of how to do. You know, it's the question is how would you do a Godzilla movie these days? And they nailed it. They absolutely nailed it.
All right, so.
So what have you been playing?
Well, like I said, I played Titanfall for a little bit. Still super, super fun. But then I downloaded Warframe just to check it out.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was over.
Yeah.
It was over. Warframe is so badass.
Operator, extraction is impossible during battle. I'm a stealth ship, not a combat pod. Shall I deploy Arkwing?
He sees the light.
You didn't explain Warframe very well. You didn't tell me it was an MMO. You didn't explain it very well. So once I got into it, I was like, wait a second. So I'm running these missions.
I told you
I'm joining people. Well, that doesn't mean anything. Diablo has loot. It's not an MMO.
I don't know. You could probably make the argument.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah. And MMO is so like nebulous at this point.
Yeah, I'm like, you're right.
It's a multiplayer shooter with loot. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't even call it an MMO.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, I am right. I'm always right about video games.
Dude,
and now you
Warframe
know.
Is so badass.
How long did I tell you, Barry? How many
you didn't
weeks?
Tell me it was so badass though. That was like you do these missions and you kill these things and you get loot, and like that was like your description.
I did not.
You didn't say there's like all these different Warframes you can be, and like you don't just like you don't get to like just get in the game and then like choose it and be like, oh, I'm just gonna be that Warframe. No, you gotta put that shit together. You gotta get blueprints and get the components and then build it piece by piece. That's badass.
Yeah.
All your weapons.
I'm pretty sure I told you all this.
No. Plus you didn't tell me like the combat is actually seriously sick with the powers, shooting, the melee.
Yeah, so you can either shoot a bunch of people, you can cut them to ribbons, or you can use all sorts of like crazy psychic abilities to destroy them as well. So it was too bad you're playing on Xbox One, man.
I would love to play with you. Yeah. And I thought for a second, I was like, maybe we could play on PC, but then I was like, nah, I don't want to spend my time on another account when I can just be upgrading my character. You know what I mean?
My PC wouldn't be able to run it anyway. That game is really pretty. Like, it's not...
That game is no joke.
But it's you know, no, it looks, it's got a nice style.
Especially with how crazy it gets.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And you got like 100 enemies on screen and they're all coming to you.
What I liked about Warframe is like that, which you'd probably would see, like if you got into World of Warcraft and you were like level 20, and then you go into a battleground. So you're able to get into a battleground where you have like top level characters and you just see them just going balls out, like doing all these crazy powers and stuff. Like that stuff happens in Warframe, but there's not that like that level barring. Like, cause they'll have like, let's say like a big mission on Venus and you can go there, but everybody's going to do it cause it's a timed mission. You only have like an hour to do it and you get extra loot. So then when you get into the mission, you're there with like people that are so insanely overpowered that you're just kind of like you have no idea what's going on.
So like, things are just exploding left and right. You're just like,
I got it.
What am I doing here?
The game doesn't really like. I was still trying to learn at this point of like what the different missions are and what they do. So like this was a survival mission, and I didn't realize what was going on at this time. But I got into this. I got into a group. Some dude. I don't even know what Warframe he was. I think he might have been a Zephyr. But we run down this hallway, and all of a sudden, there's seriously like 40 enemies. And it was just me and him. And I'm like, three of these enemies are hard for me. And so many of these things just poured out of the doors and into this hallway. He like jumped, did like a little yogi pose, crossed at his legs, and like this blue like orb came around him and exploded, and it shattered the windows of like the air tunnel the tunnel we were in. And everybody got sucked out into like the vacuum of space. And I was like, holy shit, what is going on? Like, I'm like level 3 at this point. I have no idea what's going on in this game. And I couldn't even keep up with this guy. Like, I'm trying to run, and he ran, and he was off the street. I was like, holy shit, how is he able to run that fast? Like, it's taken me so long to realize, like, how this game works, and you can upgrade your character with all these different cards and mods and stuff. Like, oh, gosh, this game is so sick. There's much fun to play.
There's a card system and a loot system within a, like, grinding system, and it's all just, like, it all fits together so nicely.
It does. And what's so funny, though, is, like, I still don't understand this, because you'll go to a mission, and you're like, oh, okay. Mission survival levels 5 to 6. Psh, I'm 25. I've got this under control. No, you don't. It's just like level 5 to 6. Is that talking about how many people you should have? Because I get in there and I'm still getting my ass kicked.
Okay.
I know survival is supposed to be like the hardest. I think, because like the longer you go, the more loot you get. But then I'm just getting my ass handed to me.
So here's the question I'll ask. Like, are you still using the original gun you got?
Yeah.
Get rid of that crap and get a better gun.
Well, made one last
time. Okay, so you got like the Mark I Bratton or something like that?
Yeah,
yeah. That thing is garbage. It's straight trash. Get rid of it. Get a better gun. Get something like the Latron's a nice one. Or there's this one that looks like it looks like some sort of like alien spine turned into a gun. And it shoots like hot rails.
Don't got that. I just made that Gracata. I don't know if that's any better.
I'm not sure. I can't remember what that is. But anything will be better than what you got. And then also, I mean, because the Bratton's not bad once you upgrade it, but it's just not, like, there's so many guns that are way better.
Yeah, I've upgraded a bunch, so it's made a huge difference. Like, it fires a lot faster and has way more of a punch. And after I did that, like, I was tearing through people, but still at the same time, like, you get into some of those survival missions, and I'm just like, oh, shit, I gotta run.
Yeah. No. What you need to do here, because here's my method. I've got a Rhino Warframe, which the Rhino has.
That's like the gnarliest thing.
Oh, yeah. He's a beast. He's got something called Iron Skin, which literally makes him invincible. What it does is it adds like a third layer of shield that you can't see the numbers for, but like after a little while it gets evaporated, like it gets torn off. But I've got a ton of shield and a ton of health, so it doesn't rightly matter. And then I've got the weapon called the Orthos, which is basically, it's just a pole arm with two big old blades at the end. So he just swings this thing round and round in circles. On a survival mission or like a defend this post mission, I'll just sit there and wait for them to come to me and just keep on hitting the melee button, and everything around me dies. Like, nothing can get to me. And then, like, for guns, I hardly even use guns anymore because I like that Ortho so much.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of, like, top-level players using just going straight melee.
Yeah. Like, the melee is, like, the highest amount of damage. Like, the gunplay in the game is not bad.
No, it's good,
it's
actually
pretty good. Yeah. But when you're dealing with, 40 enemies at a time, it's just not effective. Until you get... So my friend, like, I've got some really cool stuff because I've been playing for a while.
Yeah.
One of my friends has been playing on the PS4 since the PS4 was released.
Oh, wow.
And he's like max level on almost everything. And he's spent a little bit of money, but, no more than like $30, which on this game, not that much money.
I know, dude. I was going through like the different bundles they have. And one of them was like $180.
Yeah.
So get the hell out of here.
You can spend a lot of money on Warframe if you want. I still haven't spent any more money, Pat, since like the $7 I spent.
Oh, really? I spent $5, and I'm probably going to spend like $20 after that.
Yeah.
I think after I put $20 into it, I'll be done.
But, you can get most of the stuff you want through grinding, and grinding is kind of the fun of Warframe. So It's like it's where you get some enjoyment, so don't even worry about it. But I can't even use this weapon yet because I'm not at a high enough like
character. Wow, really?
My warframes are level 30, but my character level is like only like level 6 or something.
Oh, so like your rank?
Yeah, my rank is only like level 6. So you get this one gun. It's kind of like a shotgun with laser beams. So it's got like this,
okay.
It's got this huge widespread, you know, like if you're standing in a direction, it shoots, you know, these lasers, except they're continuous lasers. So it's not just like a one shot.
That sounds fantastic.
So you've got like a 90 degree radius of death in front of you. And if something turns out to be a little too tough, you know, say you've got a boss you're facing, you can focus the beam so that all like 15 lasers are focusing in at one point, and it just tears through the bosses in the game. Just like, wow. So I can't even use that. I've got everything I need to build it, but
I can't even imagine being at that point. Still, I'm still at the point where like I'm struggling, like. Certain missions on like Mercury and Venus, I'm still like struggling to get through. And when I get to Jupiter, I'm like, oh hell no! Like Jupiter is like way too much for me. It's like those of you listening, like every time like you get to like you kill different bosses, you get like new nav points and it pops up a new planet or moon. And then you can go to it and it's slightly harder than the last one. You start at Earth and then it goes to like what Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and it keeps going from there. But yeah, and then even when I go to Earth, man, that's still that some of those things. I'm not Earth. Earth isn't bad except for that survival mission. But like Mercury, mm-hmm. I haven't completed yet. Venus is still kind of like the Corpus is too much for me still. I've unlocked all the nodes in Venus, but I still can't put an extractor down because I don't think I've completed enough of the nodes, I guess. You know what I mean?
So have you gotten like a little, like one of those little carrier sidekicks yet?
No.
The little things that.
I have a mission to get a Kubro, but every time I go to Earth to like get the egg, I haven't gotten an egg yet.
Yeah, don't even worry about that. I haven't gotten a Kubro yet. What you do need to get is you do need to get
Sentinel.
One of these carriers. Sentinel. It costs 75 platinum, which is like $5. Just wait for a sale, because what this guy like this makes a huge difference in your like. Grinding and like collecting of materials, because he'll if you upgrade him right, he'll just suck materials off the ground from all over the place.
Okay,
so you know,
never miss a mod or anything like that.
Yeah, you might occasionally, but you're not because I guarantee the way you're playing the game now, you're missing a lot of stuff just because you have to walk over it.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. So if something is like up on a ledge, you don't see it, you're not going to get it. Mm-hmm. If it's up there and you have your Sentinel get sucked right to you, you're like, oh, great. I got a freaking, you know, some more Morphics or whatever. So get that. Seriously, it'll make things way easier on you for a while. And then, yeah, I need to go back and get one of those little dog things.
Yeah.
Gross.
I want to get
fun.
One. I want to get one.
Little pet.
Yeah.
It's like Pokemon, only in Warframe.
Well, I guess, like, you can do, like, gene splicing and stuff like that with them.
You know what? I haven't even gotten into that. Like, that's all been added since I kind of, like, dropped off
really?
A little bit. Yeah. Right. They're crazy about the additions, man. They do not fuck
around, huh?
Yeah, they update things.
So I looked at some of them stuff, and they're like every time. It's almost like every time they have a update, like they add warframes, they add like new things. It's like there's like what I think like 20 warframes now,
something like that. Yes, and they're a lot of fun. Like I've got the Rhino, right, but I have Excalibur, which I start off with, which is also just straight trash. and then I've got like Trinity, which is the healing.
I thought about getting. Her because I like healing.
Trinity, she's fun, honestly, because you can really help out a team with her. Like, just if you guys stay together, like on a survival mission, and you can just sit there and use her healing power over and over and over again. And her healing power actually gives everyone invincibility for a certain amount of time.
Wow.
So if you're like in a super heavy firefight, you just keep on using this power, and you've got like. You know, 12 seconds of invincibility. Okay, use it again. Oh, 12 seconds of invincibility.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and you just tear through. And then I have Necros. I just
got him. Oh, you did get him, huh?
Freaking Necros is he's hard to play as because he's so weak.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, man, he's frail. Like, if he gets hit too much, he's down. But if you stay in, like, kind of the background a little bit while this, you know, they're going through a survival mission or something like that, because he's better in survivals. Like, for all the other missions, he doesn't really do that well. But on a survival, you kill, you know, you'll kill 30, 40 people by yourself, and then you'll raise them all from the dead.
It's crazy.
And then they'll go attack other people, and everybody they kill, you can then raise from the dead. So you like, you may be a little bit frail, but all you got to do is sit over in the corner and keep raising people from the dead.
Wow.
Yeah. And then as far as loot goes, he's got another ability that lets you, if a body's still on the ground, I think it's called Desecrate, which it allows you to re-roll loot for that body.
Oh, wow.
So all the body, you know, like if there's 100 bodies on the ground and you use this, like 90 of them are going to spit out loot again.
Wow, that's so sick.
It may just be like an energy or a health orb, but sometimes it's really rare stuff, and you can use it on bosses.
If it's energy, then you can just do it again.
Yep. So the next thing you need to get, I don't know if you have this, but with your cards, you need to get an aura card.
Yeah, I haven't got one yet. No auras.
You'll get it eventually. Energy siphon. Because if you get one maxed up by yourself, you'll pull down 0.6 energy per second. So every 2 seconds, you'll get another point and 1.2 energy.
So you're just, you got full energy all the time, almost.
Almost. Wow. And when you get four people together, it's accumulative. So it's 2.4 energy every second. So if you're doing it right, you literally just go nuts. Yeah. I mean, if you've got like someone Rhino and a Trinity and a Necros and somebody else that's just kind of like, you know, wrecking shop, you guys will literally just sit there. You could stand there and nothing will be able to touch you.
That's crazy.
Those wave things, I think people have gotten up to like wave 200 or 300.
Well, you know, I was reading on the wiki, and people were saying like what you want to do is like, I guess like one of like the top end, or like not top end, I should say like end game things to do is like, it was like tier 4 survival missions that last like an hour.
Oh yeah.
So like you're just going nuts for that. I couldn't even imagine how intense that would be. Like,
I've been in a couple actually, and they're insanity, man.
Dude, like, my survival missions, like the longest one I was in was like 16 minutes. And I was with some gnarly dudes at the time. Well, gnarly for who I've played with, you know.
I got lucky because this friend of mine, you know, he has a friend of his. They've both been playing since it came out. Yeah. So they're both, like, way over-leveled. And they went into, like, a tier 2 survival mission. And I'd literally just started playing the game. I had just gotten out of the tutorial.
That's your job.
They're like, just don't die. Just stand by us and don't die. And it was funny because it was, like, every 30 seconds, it was like, boom, 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 level up. Level up.
Wow.
Over and over again. By the time I got out of there, you know, my Excalibur was level 28 and my freaking guns and everything had all gotten plenty of XP as well. And I know, like, these are enemies where I'm sitting there with my brat and it's got no thing on it. And I'm popping them in the head.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Yeah. It's like it took me about like 3 clips to take a guy down.
Wow.
Of all headshots. And this is just a normal enemy, you know. He's not anything crazy. You know, but he's level 90 and I'm level 2. So, but I'm just glad that you're enjoying Warframe, Barry. I very much am.
So sick.
It's so good.
It is so good. And then you sent me the video for their newest update, the Arc Wing.
Yeah.
Holy crap, Spaceflight.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, this is what Ion, the game Ion used to play a long time ago, I was like, this is what I wished it was. Because Ion was an MMO where it's like you start off and all you can do is run on the ground, you hit a certain level, and now you got wings. You get wings, you can fly and do stuff. And you can upgrade your wings, go faster, fly longer, stuff like that. And I was like, that's probably what they're going to have to do with this. You can move faster, fly faster. Like,
yeah. I mean, he so also sick. Pulled out a gigantic sword that I don't think I've seen as an item. It was as big as he was. And he's just flinging it through space, you know, knocking ships out of the air while he's flying forward. Yeah. Yeah, Warframe is a really good game, and the fact that they continually update it makes it like
constant. And it's and their updates are free, which is funny.
Yeah. The only thing they charge you for are things you can work for.
Yeah.
And you know the funny thing is I don't know how it one, but if you get like a let's say you get like a Rhino Prime blueprint, you can trade that to people and you can literally sell it to people for platinum.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah.
So, you know, and they don't have to, you don't have to spend a cent if you don't want to. It's a little tough to do it that way, but.
Yeah.
And they have sales all the time, too. I don't know about the Xbox One, but on PlayStation 4, like, probably.
In the marketplace. In the market, yeah. Right? It's, like, featured, whatever.
Or no, the like, on Platinum. Like, it'll be.
Oh,
it'll be
really? Like, oh, yeah, watch that.
Normally, Platinum's like, you know, 75 for $5. Now it's like, you know, 125 for $5. You're like, oh, snap, I got to get on. I'm literally saving money here, so I'm just going to buy all this Platinum.
Dang, I totally wish we could play together.
Just go buy an
fuck off, you go get the Xbox One. You're the one's going to be a millionaire in 4 years.
Yeah, I'm going to be a millionaire by not buying an Xbox One.
Shut your face.
Did you not read that article that was floating around the internet?
About which one is that?
$50 invested in Coca-Cola about 100 years ago is worth like $5 million now.
Wow.
And doing the math, $50 adjusted for inflation and all that is worth about $500. Mm-hmm. So the article was called like, would you rather have an Xbox One or $5 million or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And that's what I'm doing, Barry. Friggin' investing in Coca-Cola. Actually, investing in Coca-Cola. It's been doing pretty well for me.
Yeah, you made 13 cents?
Yeah.
Because you put $1,000 into it?
Yeah.
You've gotten 13 cents back.
Yeah. Oh. No, I put $1,000 in, I got 13 cents. No. It's been...
You bought one share.
Yeah, no, I don't. Woohoo! This one share is going to do something for me. I mean, in 100 years, it'll probably be worth a lot of money. But
$5.
It's worth more than $5 now.
I have $1,000 and I have $1,000.
$1,001.
Shut up.
Whatever, man. Freaking stocks are interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Yeah. Okay, so what's Coke at right now? $81.63.
Hmm.
What?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
What? I don't know. It dipped down to 69 about, you know, in July. So that was good.
See, that's when you should have bought. If you bought two shares, you'd have made like $20 by now.
That's when I bought, Barry, and I bought more than two shares.
So you made $100.
Like I said, things have been doing well for me. So anyway, Warframe.
So good.
Yeah. Go buy a PS4. You won't regret it.
Mom.
You can play PT and Warframe.
Well, no, the other day I was like, when I was playing Warframe, I was like, I wonder what other games I should play. Maybe there's, I was like, no, stop talking crazy. Just play Warframe. Like don't worry about it. Just sit with Warframe and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I feel about Warframe the way I have about like World of Warcraft, where I was just like, you know, I just want to sit and play this and not care about anything else.
Yeah.
Just get lost.
It's got that feel. Just, I found myself like I played a little bit too much, flew too close to the sun, as it were, and burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, ended up going back in a little while later and playing some more. And if I can pull myself away from Pokemon, which is an unlikely scenario, uh-huh. If I can, Warframe is what I'm going back to.
Yeah,
because there's really not a whole lot else for me to even play. I'm not going to buy Destiny because I hear it's like bad.
Well, here it's good, but then, like, I don't remember. I was looking at something, and someone was like, that awkward moment when you realize Warframe is better than Destiny, and I was like, oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Because I haven't, you know, I mean, I haven't played Destiny, but when I was playing Warframe, I was like, I wonder if Destiny's a lot like this. Space, you have different classes, you're collecting loot, and I was like, that's the same premise. I don't know how it actually plays out, but
Destiny is not. It doesn't have as much as Warframe, and Warframe's a free game.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe one day Destiny will have enough to make it worth $60, but right now it should be free.
Hmm.
I mean, literally, like, I think Warframe has more story than in Destiny. I need to preface this. I haven't played Destiny except for the beta and the alpha, which were fun. You know, I played them and enjoyed my time with them, but that was almost quite literally a quarter of the game.
Huh.
And from what I understand, and like, the story doesn't go really anywhere. It's all just kind of like filler fluff.
Yeah.
And like literally there is more story in Warframe. Currently there was more story in Warframe, you know, 9 months ago than there is in Destiny now.
Yeah, I think Warframe needs more story, just because, like, I mean, actually, like, given to you, because I've read some of the Codex stuff, and I was like, this shit's really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I read, like, the Excalibur Codex. That's what actually, when it first starts to explain everything. And I was like, wow, it'd be really rad if they actually, like, forced you to kind of, like, play through some of the story and stuff, but...
Yeah, if it had, like, more, like, actual story missions, like, because it's got a lot of missions and a lot of fun stuff to do, but if it had something that was more, like... more instanced, more focused.
Yeah,
you know, be like, this is like a one player mission. There's two things,
because it starts off that way, at least for me, because I played it later. You know,
yeah, it does have that kind of now, but it doesn't, as far as I know. Again, I could be wrong about this, but it doesn't really get deeper into that. Like, there's no narrative that follows the entire thing. Like, it's more like you're in a universe and all this other stuff is happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I guess what I need, want is like a, you know, you're the center of the universe kind of mission storyline. But realistically, I guess that really doesn't matter. If we're thinking about the lore of Warframe, like, you are just one of many.
Yeah, but like you say, you still need a main storyline. Like, you're going to, like, for instance, assassination missions. There should be a lead up to those. It's like, I came into one of them and I was like, why am I killing this space crab?
Yeah.
And I knew I had to kill him. I knew he was talking shit to me over, like, radio waves, but I had no idea why. You know what I mean? And I killed him.
Like, this guy I'm just going to kill him to get him to shut up. Yeah.
But it's...
Have you met the Stalker yet?
No.
Okay, so during those assassination missions, you may be faced with what's called the Stalker. You'll get a mission or a message in your inbox from someone saying that your stalking actions have consequences.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten that.
Have you gotten that?
Yeah.
Okay.
After I killed the space crab.
Yeah, well, just wait now. Because in a mission, the lights will start to flicker around you.
Like, in my house?
No, like, in the game. Which doesn't make any sense when you're... It doesn't make any sense when you're outside, like, the lights starting to flicker. But when you're in a ship, it makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
When the lights start to flicker, you'll, get a message. Probably, I believe it goes like this, like, saying, like, he's coming or something like that. And this uber-powered, ridiculously fast, crazy enemy will come and try and kill you then.
Is he a Tenno or no?
I think he is a Tenno. But it's not ever really explained, or it wasn't when I was playing it. Your friends can help you kill him, but if he kills you once, you know, you can use your revive or whatever for that day and get back up. But after he kills you once, he's gone. But if you can kill him, you get some seriously cool stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, but again, he's overly powered and super fast. He'll come out of nowhere, stab you in the back, and you're dead.
And you don't know who he is, why he's after you.
Yeah, it's just, he doesn't like it when you assassinate people.
Fair enough.
You can read into his lore a little bit. It mentions in kind of his codex stuff, and I don't know if this is in the game or on the website, that he doesn't really think that the Tenno are great people, And it alludes that the Tenno might not actually be the good guys. That you could could very well be the bad guys. The other thing
The Codex plays it differently in that.
Yeah, you get a lot of weird information when you get into that stuff. The other thing is that there was a game way back in the day when the PS3 and Xbox 360 first launched called Dark Sector. I don't know if you remember playing that game.
I know the name, but I never played
it. The cover was a guy that had like a jetpack. Glaive in his hand. No, he had like a half of his body and most of all of one of his arms was like this like black like bio armor, and he had like this disc in his hand that was like three blades jutting out. Anyway, Warframe is the sequel to that game.
Oh, uh-huh, interesting! Now I want to go play that.
Yeah, it's an okay game. It's back in the day. It's a third person shooter. Like, it's not great, but it's very pretty for when it was released, and you probably get it for like $5 now. But it was a fun game. It's made by the same company, Digital Extremes, and the Warframe originally, or what it is now, is what they wanted this game to be. 10 years ago,
right?
Dark Sector was supposed to be what Warframe is now, way back in the past, but the publishers did not like it, so they made them change all sorts of things. And so you can read in the Codex, and there's like developer posts online. It's a real weird thing how you get all this information, but basically Earth was destroyed by this virus that this guy has in the first game, and that's where the Tenno kind of come from. There's a lot more to it, but that's like the brief synopsis.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's weird to see, because this game is super, super popular, and then you look deep into it, and you're like, wait a minute, this is a sequel. They've even got the same, like, they've got that glaive weapon. It's a good weapon. You can have it in the game.
I just actually got the blueprint for signing in today to put my Titan extractors down.
Yeah. that's so something so cool about that game. You're like, sign every day. It's a cool thing, man. So you're like, oh, I can't miss a day. I got to play a little bit every single day.
And every time, like, seriously, like, for a while, I was just getting, like, oh, you got XP for your handgun. I was like, oh, okay, great. And then I was like, oh, you got the blueprint for, like, the Valbond, like, the Warframe. And you got the blueprint for this. And I was like, oh, a new gun. Now today I logged in, I got the blueprint for the glaive. I was like, okay, now I have to keep logging in.
Yeah.
If I'm going to keep getting good blueprints.
By the time you get up to 7, you're like, it logs in, like, once every 2 weeks, and it'll be like, here's a piece of Forma. And you're like, oh my god, this is the rarest element. This is the rarest.
I don't know what that is.
Forma is a component that you will want later. Yeah, no, trust me, you'll want it. You'll want it.
So,
go ahead.
Oh no, nothing.
We could talk about Warframe for a lot longer. There's a lot to Warframe.
But I think that's it for now.
All right, I think that is. I'm done. I need some water anyway.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for joining us. You can follow Chris on Twitter at SnickleSox. You can follow me, not on Twitter, on Instagram, at IamWebInc, because I'm never on Twitter. My Twitter comes from Instagram, anyways. So.
Twitter is my Instagram.
Follow LevelSave, at LevelSave. Go say hi to our new editor-in-chief, Austin. I don't remember his Twitter handle. AustinG909.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, just come to the website and have some fun. We're a little stagnant right now, but we'll get back up.
Yeah.
Do some fun stuff.
Things are changing, but we'll see what happens. It's a pirate ship, and now I put Austin as a captain, so we'll see how that goes.
Hopefully you have some time to do stuff.
Yeah. Alrighty. Thanks for joining us. Peace.
I still want to do stuff, but I just want to do stuff for me. I don't want to be part of the...
All like, the BS? Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want to be part of the... That whole machine, man.
Yeah.
It was fun. but I do not have the time or the energy to be like, oh yeah, can I get a review copy? I'm going to do an interview with this game on you that I don't really care about, and I'm going to do a review for fucking orc, some orc ass shit game where you fart all over. Stupid ass garbage.